Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I am your host. Jason, I don't know, man. Are we live? Because
I don't know, dude.
I'm not seeing it on Facebook.
It's not. I looked at the destination. It's like, yo, we in the right place.
Yeah,
but I don't know, man.
Man, the technical difference. Well, we're live. We're live on YouTube. So,
are we?
Yeah, because I'm on YouTube.
Ain't nothing on Facebook.
Man, nothing on Facebook.
Dude, what's going on today, man?
Dude, hey, it's
public group. What's on your mind? Sending data. It's still sending data from our end. So, there's something going on with Facebook and Restream right now. But if you're on YouTube watching us right now, hello. And thank you for joining us on this Friday evening.
Yeah. So the apparently the technical difficulties are follow. Oh wait, no, never mind. That's from Southern Details Conference. I was like, oh shit, there we are.
No, we're not there
anymore. Yeah, apparently the technical difficulties are following us from Louisville back home because we got one watcher. I don't know who that is. So yeah, we were going to do a live call-in show. If you were planning on calling us, don't. So. Here's where the technical difficulties keep following us. I really wanted to do a call-in show because it's been a minute since we've done a call-in on the hotline powered by Enzo North America. And, you know, so that we could just have a little bit of fun because we've been doing so many topics and product spotlights and things like that. But in order to do that, I needed to use the bigger mixing board, which is usually no problem, except for my headphone adapters for the bigger mixing board are with Jason because he brought all this stuff home from Louisville.
So, I have the traveling stuff.
Yeah, so Jason's got the traveling stuff. So we couldn't do that. I had to revert back to the little pocket-sized Zoom pod track. So we cannot do a call-in if you were going to do a call-in.
Could you hold the mic? I mean, the phone up to the mic probably sound like crap.
Yeah, it wouldn't work.
But we invite you to our comment section on YouTube right now.
Yes, our comment section on YouTube. Because obviously Facebook isn't working.
Yeah, I don't want to cooperate today. Nope.
Dude, I don't get it, and we've got. I want to show off the T-shirt design.
Well, we can still record it, and we'll just put it up on Facebook tomorrow. So.
Yeah. I mean, I could just put the design on. I mean, I'll just post the picture on Facebook, but I wanted people to see it live. I wanted to. Oh, man.
If I was there,
we should have just taken the night off, like you told me to. All right. Well, you know what? Whatever, man. We'll do a show. So let's do a little STC recap. Sure. It was fun.
Let's do it. I had a good time.
I had a good time. I mean, listen. You know, plus or pros or con, whatever you want to say about the show. I think for me personally, this is my personal opinion. I know everybody has their own personal opinions on why they didn't come or why they didn't pay and, you know, stuff like that. But I'm actually so glad that we went. I know I was on the fence about it and in fact, didn't want to go because of the fact that, you know, a lot of people were pulling out and, you know, not going to go. So then, you know, of course, because a lot of the big manufacturers weren't going to go, a lot of people weren't going to go, you know, and Ian said, you know, to me, and I feel like this, you know, really could resonate to everybody. Thanks, Dean. Hopefully it's live streaming over there. Cause we're not getting anything on the Facebook page. So here's the way that I look at it, because it's the way that Ian talked to me, you know, he said, you guys have it planned out in your budget. And I said, yeah. And He goes, so look at it this way. If you go there and what if there's 300 people, and honestly, I think Sheldon said they sold about 400 tickets, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, what if out of those 300 people, 50 people had never heard of you, never heard of the podcast? And now out of those 50 people, what if all of them or at least a majority of them started listening to your podcast because you were there? Would it be worth it for you? And I said, yes. And so that's why we went.
I'm glad we went because even though there wasn't a lot of people there, we still got some good content. And to be honest with
We
you,
did.
if a lot of the people attended this event, I'm not sure we'd be able to reach the people that we did. Like we popped somebody's cherry. That was
Yes.
pretty good.
Well, I mean, I think a few people we
Pro
popped.
probably. I mean, it was
Well,
cool, man.
Jerry,
And yeah,
Carl.
Jerry was, yeah.
Yeah.
Chris
Carl.
Evans's wife was just an amazing person to talk to as well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was a very, I listened back to the day two today while I was working. I took a break from music and listened to it just to see kind of how it was. And it was good stuff. There was a lot of good stuff on there. I get it. I get the thing. I get all the things. It's at the wrong time of the year. People are getting busy now, supposedly. I don't know. Seemed like everybody we talked to says it's slow, but if you listen, if you hear, read some other Facebook posts or whatever, it's says that it's slammed busy. Everybody's slammed busy, so that's great. I mean, I get it. Maybe you bought a booth or rent, and then found out that they were doing deals. I mean, I think that's what Barry said in a comment on a post that I made, and that was one of the things that kind of upset him. And by all means, it should upset you if you're being charged full amount and finding out that they're doing deals to everybody else. They should easily make that same deal to everybody. But I don't know, the parameters behind
Look,
all of that stuff.
I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna keep it fucking 100% real. To the
Okay.
vendors who didn't come and to the detailers who didn't come, for whatever reason it may be, if you're holding a grudge against a certain person who's no longer with us, he's gone. We're moving on, and this event should move on too. There's gonna be changes that will be being made in the future, and if the vendors come, then the attendees come. If the attendees come, then the vendors come. It's like a
Yeah.
fucking cycle.
It's chicken or the
So,
egg, bro,
yeah. So just
I
exactly, dude. Just fucking look. Let's get this event to a point where it's actually fun to go to. Like I said, I had a blast. I know Alex had a blast, but that wasn't because of the event itself. That's because I was just hanging with people that, we hang out with. Fun fucking people.
it was, like I told everybody, it was a good soul reset for me. It was nice to go and just be around the people in the industry. It was the connections, the networking. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, that's the main thing with these expos is the networking, right? I mean, yeah, we all want to go and we want to learn about a product or we want to learn about this or that, but most of the people that are brands or manufacturers that are attending these events are they're people you already know of. You already know how their shit works. You already know what their stuff does, So it's the networking, and I think that is the most important part of the whole deal is the networking.
Yeah, I mean, that's the point of conventions for any industry. It's to
Oh,
network, it's to
absolutely.
show off a new
Yeah.
product if you want to show it off. I think you can add, actually putting names to faces because I know a lot like Carl Gamba said, he glad he came because he got to actually put some
Yeah.
names to faces and meet, people in real life, instead of just seeing on social
Oh,
media.
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Shit, man. You know what? We jumped right into this because of the stuff. We didn't go through any announcements. We didn't knock out a commercial. So let's do a commercial and then we'll come back and we'll do some announcements and then we'll roll with the rest of the
We'll just
program
keep
or
going.
something. Maybe Facebook will be kind and get us back going again. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Own a detailing business, you need Car Supplies Warehouse. We offer tested and proven solutions to keep your business running strong. We offer wholesale memberships, in-person training, and the best chemicals, products, and tools all in one place. Go to carsupplieswarehouse.com and use code SOLUTIONS for 15% off. Code is valid for one-time use only. Some restrictions may apply. Go shop now on carsupplieswarehouse.com.
You need a website, but you don't know where to start? Detailers Roadmap can help. Their websites are designed for detailers and have all the features you need to convert visitors into lifelong customers. It's easy to use, affordable, and they'll even write and design the website from start to finish. So accelerate your auto detailing business's growth and increase online visibility with Detailers Roadmap's bespoke digital marketing services. You'll rank high on search engines and increase PPF, ceramic coating, and tinting sales. Contact Detailers Roadmap today to schedule your free discovery call. And make sure you tell them you heard about it here on the Detail Solutions podcast to receive your discount. All right, so we're back. Facebook is still trying to share. Her restream still trying to share. So I just made a post on the discussion group that we're live over on YouTube. So
I
maybe
shared it on my page too as
did
well.
you? All right, cool. All right, so enough about SDC. I think listen, you went, you didn't go. It was fun. It was not fun. Whatever you want to say about it. All right, so the announcements, because we didn't do that. So man, we've been, you know, that's what happens when you do this,
We're
man.
on our fucking dude. Batting 1,000.
Yeah, with your little bat. That's probably why you need to get the big bat out. My
It's
big
in
bat hits
the
homers.
corner over there by itself in the box. It's gonna stay
Yeah.
there.
All right. So the website, thedetailsolutionspodcast.com, that's going to be where you can find all the links to anything for the podcast, where you can find listening, where you can listen to it, Apple, Spotify. It's also going to have the links to the social media pages, the discussion group, the Facebook page, the YouTube page, and the Instagram page. We also have the preferred vendor page where you can go over there. You can see exactly who our wonderful sponsors are. Did you just clonk yourself in the
I
head?
sure fucking did.
You idiot. That's why you're
Friday.
supposed to wear a helmet when you're swinging a bat. Yeah, and you know, we give you thankfully our vendors give us a sweet little coupon so you guys can save some money when you go and spend money with them. They'll spend money with us. We'll give you the
Yes,
money.
here it comes.
Hashtag money, money, funny.
Yes.
And then we also have the merch store where you can go scoop some t-shirts, some hats, all that fun stuff. Big shout out to Jerry Grant, who scooped up a logo t-shirt and an embroidered hat this morning. So
Yeah, man, he won
that'll be on the way
multi-killer of
soon,
the year
Jerry.
too.
Yeah. And as always, we are live streaming on YouTube.
On YouTube tonight, that's about it.
Every Wednesday and Friday, we stream live to YouTube. That's the Detail Solutions Podcast is our channel. Please make sure you go check it out. Like, share, subscribe, hit that notification button. We sometimes are on Facebook in the discussion group.
Supposed to
So,
be.
it's supposed to be.
Supposed to be, man. You know how technology works nowadays.
I know, man, and it stinks, man, because I really want people to be able to see all this stuff that's going on. We're
You
too
haven't
far away.
noticed it yet either.
Do what?
Look up in the right-hand corner,
I
upper
saw it.
right-hand corner.
I saw it. I saw it. Your
Like the
little
little
70s.
NBC retro.
It's hard to see
I
though.
know, because it's. So little.
Yeah.
That's what
No, it's
she
good.
said.
What else? So yeah, the YouTube and then just please, it's super important. Wherever you're listening to us, please like, share, follow, subscribe, hit the notification button, leave us a review. That's the main thing, right? I mean, the best way for us to get in front of more podcast listeners is for you guys to do all that stuff. I mean, it literally takes seconds. You guys spend more time doing dumb shit on Facebook, honestly. Jason can attest to that because I'm yelling at him all the time.
You dropped the hammer tonight, Alex.
No, John's in. Shit. Sweet. Ooh. How you don't doing, John? Nope, missed you. It's been a while. It's been a while since we've done a live to have the cut ups in here.
Who are you talking to?
John Ambrosia. You don't see in the chat? He says I'm back, bitches.
No, I don't see it.
How do you not see it?
Oh, now I see it. But I don't see it on YouTube, that's why.
Oh, because I was
looking at my other screen.
Oh. Does YouTube show
there it is. Okay, it came up.
Okay.
Oh wait. No. Been good. Move shop's been busy. Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Good for you, John. It's awesome, man. Yeah. So yeah, just please go help us out. And we need to grow this. We need to grow this.
Honestly, they've been doing a good job. We got
almost they have. You know, I told you guys I'd keep you updated on the road to 100K, and I've been shitting on that. 93922 is the exact number right now. So
let's go.
Got 6,088 more to go.
We can do it. By the end of the year, we'll do it.
Bro, we'll probably have that by...
Look, man, I'm just setting a realistic goal for myself.
Oh, dude, but you got to remember, it was only like... what, 3 weeks a month ago when we were at 90?
Yeah,
so we're already at like almost four, and I mean we're averaging around 1,100 listens a week. Ooh, yeah, cool. So I mean we can do that in about 6 weeks.
You guys fucking kicking ass for us. Fuck
yeah it's awesome.
Fuck yeah,
awesome. All right, so not everybody is because stupid Facebook. So we're gonna do this.
Do we got a drum roll button? Do I have
so John and Dean, and I guess you're the third person. You guys will get to see this. What are you trying to do?
That's so good.
No, yeah, that's not a drum roll.
Nope, that's not it.
If you're listening to this in audio, this is going to be the Kong Force One. I'll post it on Facebook probably tomorrow, so you'll probably have seen it before you listen to this. So boom. Ooh. There she is. That's gonna be the front of the t-shirt, boys and girls.
There we go.
So that's gonna be full color on the front, and then on the back, it's gonna be black t-shirt. Full color, and then on the back is going to be white, the logos from the sponsors who helped donate money for Jason and I to pay to go to Seattle to experience the whole Air Force One project. So
pretty cool, man. Pretty cool.
John says badass. Thanks, man.
Shit is badass, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I first saw it, I was like, well, that looks so dope.
Yeah, I gotta say the guy did good, man. You know, I wanted a vintage King Kong poster-esque kind of picture. We used the vintage King Kong movie poster as a reference. You know, and switched it up, put the Seattle skyline in the background versus New York, put him standing on top of the microphone, kind of like Noxie's painting, like I wanted. Chris Metcalf came through he's going to be donating two flex tools for us to waffle. Is that how I'm supposed to say it?
You can say... You say raffle on here. You just can't here. Really type it.
Gotcha. Okay, so we're gonna raffle off the machines once they get in. So that's why Flex got the shot at it instead of Rupez. So I think it's awesome with King Kong holding the Flex 3401.
It's
a beast. It's a beast of a machine, right? So why not the beast holding the beast? So. Yeah, no.
Dog, Rupez needs to answer some fucking emails once in a while, dude. Whoever's right. in charge of that shit needs to get on it, man.
Exactly.
Get the fuck on it.
And then we switched out
emails from us.
And then we switched out the biplane for Air Force One. So,
which is a nice touch, man.
Yeah.
And then the Seattle background because the museum's in Seattle.
Yeah. 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 We already discussed that. So
sorry.
That's all good. So there you go. That's gonna be the T-shirt. Now all I'm working on is everybody sent me logos. I sent all the logos to the t-shirt printer, and because most of the logos have color in them and we're trying to do white, so now I've got to try and go back and get everybody to send me a single color.
I just did it for you.
I know you did. I don't know if that works though. I'm waiting for them to email me back.
I guarantee you it's gonna be fine.
I hope so.
And if it is fine, I'll do every single one of them.
I hope so.
I'm gonna have to go down there and bring my bat with me.
Yeah. So if you're watching this or you're listening to it, you can go ahead and start messaging me. If you've got my phone number, you can text me. If not, you can message me on Facebook. We're gonna start doing pre-sales because obviously I need to know how many shirts and what sizes and all that fun stuff to do. So we're going to do this kind of like the Concaster shirt. If you were part of the Concaster shirt buy, just send me a message with, you know, that you want one and what size you want. We need a minimum of 24. We're shooting for about 50. At least I'm hoping we can sell 50 because 50 gets us to the better price point on the shirts. As far as us making enough money to help pay for the trip. Yeah, John, you did, but message me, please. Because I'm going to start, as I get messages, write them all down. So T-shirt's going to go for, I'm thinking we're going
to
do.
Real quick, I don't want I'm not trying to interrupt you to be a dick, would you want to have people message the Detail Solutions podcast page? That way you could keep track of it better instead
no,
of your personal page?
No, message me personally because I don't keep track of the podcast page enough to go in there and check it. So if they message me on Messenger, that's how I did it the last time with the Concaster, because then I can just write it down in my little notebook that I'm going to be able to keep track of.
Yeah.
So basically what I'll do is you message me, you know, what size you want. Once we get at least to that 24 minimum, that I can go ahead and, you know, I mean, I won't start making them then, but once we get to that 24, then I know that we're, you know, at least, you know, in it. We'll give this, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to try to have them. I mean, we leave in a month, just about 30 days or so. So maybe by the end of June will kind of be the cutoff so we can start getting, because it'll take them a week or so to print them. You know, and I'd like to be able to have them sent out before we go to Air Force One on the 12th. So shirts are going to be $35 plus shipping. I think the last time I did the Concaster shirts, depending on where you are in the U.S., it was anywhere between like $7 and $9 or something like that. And, you know, that was just me getting one of those if it fits, it ships envelopes and throwing it in there and shipping it. If you are one of our international listeners, like I know there's already a couple of European guys. What I'll have to do is get your address, and then I'll have to kind of go down to the post office and get them tell me how much it'll be to ship it to you or something like that. But basically what we'll do, you know, do you want one? What size? Message me first. We'll get the t-shirts going. Once the t-shirts start going, then I'll go back and if I don't have your email, I'll get your email. Maybe just do that in the first one. So send me your email and send me your, you know, what size shirt you want. Once we get the shirts rolling, I will send everybody a Square invoice. You pay that. Once you pay it, I'll check off your name. And then that way, when the shirts come in, then I'll package them up and, you know, message you for your address and send them off. Jason had a good idea. We might, don't hold me to it, we might maybe kind of do like those Oberk calendars behind Jason. Maybe we'll do like a poster size, super limited run or something like that. Maybe I don't know. I'm not even going to think of a pricing on that yet. I got to talk to the printing place and see if they can do it. If not, then I've got to go, you know, obviously to find a different printing place. I might message Davey P and see where he had his made. Maybe we'll do some small posters, maybe do a limited run or something like that. We'll have to see. I think that's about it on the shirt.
Yeah,
I think that's all the information. I'll put something up when I make the post on tomorrow or something. I'll make sure to kind of type out all the information and whatnot. But get used to it. Now that I found this guy that's designed this one, me and Jason have one already in our heads. An idea for SEMA. Yeah. So I've already talked to this guy. He says he's ready to do another one whenever. So we're probably going to do a SEMA shirt. The only thing I'm going to tell you guys, to give you a hint, is just think of it's going to be a concert t-shirt look kind of vibe. Yeah, it's going to be a concert t-shirt vibe. I mean, I'll give you a little bit more. I'm not going to tell you what's going to be on the front. But the back is going to be the Detail Solutions Podcast North American tour dates, 2023, and it'll basically just kind of say, you know, MTE in January, creator event in Chicago, SDC in Louisville, Air Force One in Seattle, and then SEMA in Las Vegas, and we'll do the dates and stuff. We'll make it look like a concert tee. I think I kind of want to give it like a distressed kind of look, almost like a worn concert tee, maybe.
School of Rolling Stones type deal.
Yeah, you know, just make it look like it's been your favorite shirt for a million years, you know.
Yeah. The one outlook, yeah.
I've already got an idea for MTE, for a shirt we can do for MTE. It's a very basic, plain idea, so I'll give you that off air, and then we can kind of work on it. So yeah, maybe we'll do these on the regs, as the kids say,
event shirts.
Yeah. We'll do event shirts. I'll stop sharing it there. So that's that. So
what do y'all think about event shirts? Like, I don't know what
would you guys be down if we did a shirt for like, maybe not everything, but maybe everything. At least MTE, SDC. SEMA. I mean, because I don't know that we're going to... I hope we both get invited to the content creator event next year. I don't know how Jason's plans are for that or whatever. And I don't know that we'll get an invite back to Air Force One next year. So, you know,
you never know, man. We might just go and blow everybody's socks off, and then they're like, yo, we gotta have them every year.
Maybe.
We're the life of the party, bro.
Maybe. And who knows? Maybe we'll go to Waxstock next year. Maybe we'll invade the Brits.
Oh, dude, me and Europe have a lot of fun.
Yeah. So speaking of invading Europe, let's talk about America invading old Le Mans over there. I know we talked a little bit about it.
Yeah, because you gotta like you gotta school me a little bit sometimes. I'm not into. I know you love Formula One and all that. I'm not really into Formula One, but you're teaching me kind of. So I asked you a lot of questions about this whole Le Mans event. So I know what Le Mans is. Like at least I know that much.
Yeah. So for people who might not know, I mean, you must be living under a rock. But so Le Mans is the 24-hour race. It's the big prestigious 24-hour race, and so there's three classes. There's prototype, there's GT and GTE, but every year they run a fourth class that doesn't count for anything. It's called the Garage 56, and it's Garage 56 usually does something innovative or new or wild or crazy. So this year they have taken a cup car. That's right, people. You heard me correctly. A NASCAR cup car, a ZL1 Camaro to be exact. And what they've done is they've shaved about 500 pounds off of it. They've added a sick aero package, but not in the sense of putting a big giant wing on it and all that fun stuff like you would normally see, you know, on these cup cars, you know, like Porsche GT3s and all that fun stuff. They left it they added a bigger kind of NASCAR type, you know, wing to it, tail to it, to the back, but it's not one of those grocery shopper, you know, shopping cart wings. Oh dude, it's everywhere. NASCARs don't have working headlights or taillights, so they put working headlights and taillights in it because obviously it's a 24-hour race, so they do race at night. And this thing is insane. It's a small block Chevy motor producing like 750 American ponies, romp romp. And the funny thing about it is it's running 3 seconds a lap faster than the GT cars are.
Dude,
and everybody thought they only turned left. Yeah.
So it's a Hendrick Motorsports car.
Yeah. So you got Jimmy Johnson, Jensen Button, and then I forget the other guy's name, but he's a like 2 or 3 time Le Mans winner driver. So those three guys are going to be sharing driving duties. And it's a, you know, it's a cup car, dude. So it sounds nasty. You know,
they said it sounds real throaty in this article. Yo.
It does. I saw a guy on TikTok today said that the Europeans better be glad that there's a whole ocean between us and them, because if not, there would be RVs and campers for miles heading over to the track.
Yo. So, I mean, obviously from what I remember, obviously from the movie Ford versus Ferrari, but when was the last time a something like of this magnitude actually made the headlines of Le Mans? You know what I'm saying?
Usually anytime Garage 56 does something, it's pretty innovative. You know, they ran one of those, I told you about it. I mean, the only way I can describe it is like a penis car, because it's got like one wheel in the front and it's a long tube, and then it's like two wheels in the back, you know? So that was the Nissan they ran a few years back or whatever. And they've done some other ones, but I don't know if any of them have been like, you know, running a cup car at Le Mans. And apparently it's been like, like 40 years since they ran a NASCAR or something. I forget. I could be way off on the years, but it's been a long time since they run a NASCAR over there.
Nissan's horrendous, bro.
Oh, you looked it up. Yeah, I told you, dude. It looks like a penis car.
It does, man.
Yeah. So I think one of the funniest
like that before.
So I think one of the funniest things is the picture for Le Mans, because what they do is they line all the cars up on the track and they take a picture of it, right? So you've got all these cars that are like, you know, really low, really low to the ground. And then you've got this big like cinder block sitting in the middle of them. It's such a great picture. Oh yeah. Good stuff.
When is this happening again? It's happening.
It's this weekend. Starts tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to keep that on the side. Like, all right.
Yeah, I'm not actually this. I'm not sure what time it starts for us. Yeah, because there's gonna be like a 5-hour difference.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's later in the afternoon, right, evening Google time for us.
What's going on, baby?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, why don't you look that up and we'll jump to a commercial, and when we come back you can tell us what time Le Mans starts. We'll be right back. Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads. Towels, got them. Windows, wheels, interiors, paint. The all new Mint on a Stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new Bug Sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two bucket system, glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube. Check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And then the new wheel paw for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes, and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer, and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we will not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced 5-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
All right, so you got that time?
10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 7 a.m. for Pacific.
Well, all I can say is you might have to miss the first 30 minutes of it to watch old Dirty Cars. Is Dirty Old Car? Listen, I feel so bad, man.
Oh, shit.
I haven't watched Dirty Old Cars since I switched it to Saturdays. I forget about it,
yeah,
and I'm working. I don't get home till like 10:30, and then I'm like, oh god damn it, it's just over.
Look, man, History Channel dropped the fucking ball.
I don't know. You know, I talked to Jamie at SDC and asked him about it, and he says that since they moved it to Saturday, it's supposedly getting better numbers. So
well,
that's good.
Maybe I'll
that's
just
good
put my
for
foot
them.
Back in my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So, interesting fact, if anybody's still paying attention, do you know why Porsche's key is on the left-hand side, not on the right-hand side, like most cars?
Because they want to be fucking different?
It's because of Le Mans. It's because of Le Mans. So, in the old days of Le Mans... The cars used to be backed in against the straight wall. So you probably remember that from Ford versus Ferrari. The race cars drivers would stand on the opposite end of the track, or on the opposite side of the track from their car. And, you know, when they had the starter pistol or the sound or horn or whatever it was, the drivers would have to run across the track and get in their car, fire it up and go. So what Porsche did was Porsche put their ignition on the left-hand side of the car. So as a driver, think about it. If you're getting in a manual car and your right hand trying to get the car into gear, you can't turn the key
at the same time.
So Porsche put it on the left-hand side so they could turn the key, get the car into gear, and have a quicker takeoff.
Now, was that against the rules when they did it? Because I know Le Mans rules are fucking crazy.
Apparently not, because that's the whole reason.
They found a good loophole then, man.
Yeah, that's the whole reason why.
Their rule book is insane, dude.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all racing rule books are insane, but it's...
I don't know too much about NASCAR, but when I heard the rules of Le Mans, I'm like, fuck, dude.
Yeah, everybody's rules are insane, but you know, it's their job to figure the loopholes out and figure out a way to cheat. Yeah, I mean, you know, and then what happens is they go, "Nah, you can't do that." So then they change the rules for next year. They figure a way out. They figure a way out.
That's crazy.
So, what else is in the news this week?
Fucking New York is getting the apocalypse treatment. Right
yeah.
Now.
And Canadian smoking that smoked Canadian bacon out there, bro. Like, y'all need to turn the temperature down.
Yeah, what the hell happened, yo? I've never heard of y'all. Never heard of a wildfire in Canada, bro.
I know, right?
It's like, yo, there's a wildfire in Alaska. And you go, what? Nah.
Usually, it's over in California where you get all the wildfires.
Yeah, dude. Now it's on the East Coast, man.
Shit. Yeah, I was talking with Dean earlier today. I know Dean's probably still watching, and I mean, Dean, it's far enough away from Dean. He said they can too much vaping. that's what Dean said. Speaking of, I know Dean said he's far enough away that he can smell it, but it's not like that bad. But he said like in New York and everything, like the air quality is so bad. I was talking with our buddy Mike. Mikey was out on the golf course the other day putzing around. And he was playing on a public course, and the course marshal pulled up on his golf cart and was like, "Wrap it up. Air quality's too bad. We're shutting down the course." And Mike was like, "Well, can I at least finish this putt?" The guy's like, "Yeah," and then Mike missed the putt.
Jesus Christ, didn't even make a count. Jesus Christ.
I know, right? He said the smoke got in his eyes.
You know what, man? That's a good excuse. If I heard, like, you know what? Fuck it. You're probably right.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah.
I don't know if the smoke really did get in his eyes. I'm just saying that to kind of help him out a little bit.
Oh. Well, all right. Yeah, man. That's some dude. So I'm gonna come clean.
Okay.
Something.
Yeah.
Because I talked to you about it before.
Oh my god. Dude, you're not gonna say what you don't think you're gonna say, are you?
I don't know, man. I just feel so defeated about it.
Let's keep it clean. It clean.
All right. Hey, now everybody's going to be like, yo, what is he talking about?
Jason needs a little pill. That's all we need to
no!
say.
No. Oh, God. No. That ain't it. No. Oh, no. See, this is just bad, dude. Everybody's going to be like, yo, it's okay, man. I don't need that shit.
It is okay. It's okay, man. Listen.
No. It's all right. No.
It's okay. Listen.
Matt Rife is making some noise, ain't he?
Listen, that's what I was just going to say. Listen, Ashley can go do like Michelle's doing and just go pull up a Matt Rife ticket, my Matt Rife picture. She don't need you at all, bro.
Dog, we are not paying no fucking $200+ to see some TikTok comedian. Come on,
dude. He's not a TikTok comedian, but I get your point. And honestly, it's shitty, dude. It's the same. It's fucking Ticketmaster, man. It's the same thing with the Taylor Swift bullshit. It's the ticket people that, you know, the resellers that know how to get in and buy up all the tickets, you know, hack the Ticketmaster system or whatever, and buy up all the tickets so that the normal people can't. I don't think Matt Rife is funny enough for an arena, but that motherfucker should have sold arenas. He could have sold out.
I'm not saying the dude's not funny, but the basis of his comedic fucking performance is interacting with the crowd.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a little hard to do in arena. I get it. But he is selling theaters, you know, which are again, you know,
like
3,000-4,000 seats.
You know who I'd pay fucking $2 plus for? Like who? Eddie Murphy, bro. If he went on a stand-up tour, I'd be like, I'm going to see that motherfucker. It's Dave Chappelle.
I'd pay Dave Chappelle probably, but not Eddie. I don't think Eddie's got it. I mean, Eddie had Raw and Delirious, and I think that was prime Eddie.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%. I think it would be just for something for me to just say, you know, I saw Eddie Murphy live.
Well, yeah, yeah, but I still don't know if Eddie would be worth $200 just to say you saw Eddie Murphy.
I'd probably pay $2 plus for Adam Sandler, bro.
I don't think Adam Sandler's got the comedy.
I love Adam Sandler, dude.
He makes great movies. I mean, everybody can shit on his movies all they want, but that motherfucker's got like $400 or $500 million in the bank and dresses like he shops at Walmart.
Rob Schneider just came to Tampa. His tickets weren't even bad. They're like $60.
Yeah.
Fucking Rob Schneider, dude.
I don't know if I'd pay $60 for Rob Schneider.
I'd pay $60 for Rob Schneider.
I don't know, maybe 30. Especially if he was playing a club.
Yeah, he was. He was playing at a club. He wasn't.
Yeah.
He ain't selling no ring.
It was funny. me and Michelle, you know, we got in a little argument over Matt Rife because I'm a Matt Rife fan. I've been watching his TikTok for a year or so now. And so the concert or the show is on a Wednesday night here, and Haley has Cheer Wednesday nights, which is Michelle's night. And so Michelle was trying to tell me that I was going to have to take Haley to Cheer so she could go see Matt Rife. And I said, no, the fuck you are.
The fuck you are. You
see? I said, if anybody's going, I'm going because I'm the fan. And she was like, but he could be my hall pass. And I said, you go right ahead. I said, no offense. I love you, babe. I think you're hot as shit. But this man was dating Kate Beckinsale for a while. And she's like the hottest on the planet. So if you think.
She just wants that interaction, bro.
Yeah, if you think your old married ass could get. Go right ahead.
She wants to be that woman that's on this TikTok videos.
Yeah, the grandma from Idaho.
Yeah.
With the squeaky boobs. Shit.
Holy shit.
Yeah, the squeaky boobs was the best part of that whole thing when she started squeaking her boobs and they made like
but dog, see, dog that's sound, what made but... the whole show funny, right? Well, not the whole show, yeah. That's what made it funny.
There was
right?
a lot that made it funny.
But like that's the base of his comedy is the interaction. Like he doesn't like
he does
there's
really
not a lot
good
of storytelling.
Crowd, yeah, crowd working. I mean his storytelling's pretty decent. I watched his newest stand-up special, Matthew Stephen Wright, Rife, and it was pretty funny. I mean, yes, he does do a lot of crowd work in the show, but he had some good stories. I mean, especially the one about his grandfather and the fleshlight was pretty fucking hilarious.
I mean, he's a product of Wildin' Out.
Yes.
So yes. Yeah. That's, I mean, and I'm not saying he's not funny. He's definitely funny, but he's definitely a crowd interactor.
Yeah. Comedian. Yeah. Yeah. He does better. He does better with the crowd work than
I like to laugh at funny stories like the dude that you just saw.
Bert,
dude. Like, that dude's storytelling is hilarious.
Yeah. His storytelling is off the chart.
Right. Dude. And that's the kind of comedy that I like. I mean, I like the crowd shit, but not as much as Matt does.
Well, and here's the great thing about Bert that's, I think, so genius is, so I listen to, so Leanne, his wife's got a podcast, I forget what it's called. I only listen to like one episode because it was her and Georgia and Isla. And so they were telling some of the real stories behind the stories on Razzle Dazzle, his latest special. And so, like, when they tell, they're like, yeah, this really happened, this really happened, this really happened. But then they go, like, this is where dad is a better storyteller because he adds this, he adds that to make it sound funnier, even though he's telling the true pieces of the story. He's just adding little things that make it hilarious. And that's what makes Bert perfect, or such a great comedian.
Yep. Hey, man, Tom. I think Tom's the same way. But he can flip. He can interact with the crowd and he can storytell.
Who? Segura?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Segura's good. Yeah. I like the have you ever heard the story that Tom told about Nike? You gotta watch that one.
Speaking of, I was listening to Smartless. Like I told you, I listened to like a lot of episodes on our drive back to Florida from Kentucky.
Yeah, you're probably ahead of me now on them.
I got to the not the Matt Damon one, Ben Affleck one. Shit is hilarious.
Is it? I haven't listened to that one yet.
The whole, like I told Ashley before, like the episode started, said if I don't fucking hear an "I'm Batman" off, I'm gonna shut this shit off.
Yeah, because Will Arnett is Lego.
Yes,
Batman.
Yes. It never happened, dude. I was so fucking mad.
Oh man.
But it was a very good episode, and dude, there's a lot of cool stories that Ben told about him and Matt back in the day, dude. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy, dude. It's so. That podcast is genius. Shout out to Smartless, man. Y'all need to check that podcast out.
Yeah, but listen to us first, though.
Definitely listen to us first. Yes.
Then you can go listen to them. Listen, they make enough money without podcasts.
Yeah, but what, though? They might see all this little podcast just shout outs.
Pretty sure they're not.
I will flood their fucking social medias with this shit. I'll clip it out. You know I can't.
Yeah, yeah, you could. You can.
We're talking about it.
Maybe you should.
I'm gonna.
Let's do last commercial, and then let's wrap this shit up. It's Friday night, and unfortunately, Facebook screwed us out of a. I feel like, I mean, I'm happy for the people that are watching us on YouTube, but I mean, normally we have like 10 or 12 interactions, and we've got the three, I guess, because. Year end, so we got four, but we've got three great people listening or watching us, which is awesome.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
Tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go
on
the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
You know, a lot of guys were generally trying out, going, "Huh, these things are cool." But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet, and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
Took it in its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think retailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name is Alan Metcalf, and I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and at checkout, use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper's giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Now is your chance to try Oberg's new rinseless wash and quick detailer. Additionally, you can save 15% by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. This hyper concentrate can be diluted down for a rinseless wash and a quick detailer. It serves excellent as a clay bar lubricant and truly smells incredible. To find out more, please visit oberkarcare.com.
And we're back.
I just realized something.
What's up?
So, for everybody who's watching still, we got some new commercials that we're going to start pumping out that I think are going to be a lot better. And I made the Oberg one today, but I made it for the all-purpose soap and not the rinseless.
So that's fine. That's fine, because we haven't run the all-purpose soap one in a minute. And I know Dave kind of wanted to, like, alternate them or whatever, but
never mind. Sweet.
Yeah. No, it'll be fine.
But next week we should have some nice new commercials for you guys. Hope you guys are really taking advantage of the discounts that our lovely partners are willing to give you for us. Use it.
Save please, because we need to beg these people for more money next year.
Save that money.
More money. Not just do it again, but more money.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that they're getting their ROI on it. So
yeah.
Hope you guys are doing it. All right, man. I guess that's a shit show. Whatever. At least we put one out. I don't know.
Yeah, man. This is just, what are we gonna call this one?
So I changed it from "What's on Your Mind" call-in show to "What's on Your Mind" not a call-in show. So I don't know. We can review. Yeah. I don't know. Man, we just listen. Sometimes, you know, you're trying to get me all the time to kind of do something like this. And, you know, sometimes I've had enough of talking about detailing. I do want to talk about something else. Oh, so I've got one other thing we can close on. So I'm going to do my best Bert storytelling here. Thanks, Dean. So I started watching this new show last night on Peacock called Based on a True Story. And Jason and I are kind of fans of Only Murders in the Building, which is, you know, like a true crime story podcasting thing. So this show based So stop, because I need to tell the story without laughing. And you're laughing already, making me laugh. Okay.
I can't stop giggling.
I can't either. So I start watching this show called Based on a True Story, and it's got a Kelly Cuoco in it from Big Bang Theory, and she's into like true crime drama podcasts and everything, and she kind of gets like caught up in a whole thing. So I messaged Bruno yesterday, and so my message was like, hey, you know, the two biggest podcast dramas are sex, duh, and true crime murders, murder mysteries. So I said maybe we should start a podcast on sex crime murders, mysteries, whatever. So he's like laugh, LOL. He's like, I'll start doing my research. So then you kind of come up with the whole like who's the chick that cut the dick off and now the guy's in porn or whatever. So I was like, Lorraine Bobbitt, and she's like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, but that's not really like sex. I mean, it's a sex crime, but it's not, you know, whatever. So then I message Jason, and I'll read the text. So I messaged Jason and I said, I heard about this case about this lady, Catherine Tremell, who became a suspect in a case when a rock star she dated was murdered. I said, we might have to look into that. And he's like, oh shit. Yeah, bro, let's do it. So I don't know, a few, 5-10 minutes, something like that, go by. Waiting for him to kind of comment back, and he doesn't. So I was like, bro, that's Basic Instinct. I just Googled Basic Instinct. What the? Because I was trying to think of what Sharon Stone's character's name was. And so I just kind of typed a little mini synopsis of it. And yeah, that's probably not as funny, but to
it was
it,
funny, dude. I was dying last night.
Shit. Yeah,
I was fucking so laughing so hard. I even asked you. I was like, dude, how hard are you laughing right now?
I was like, laughing so hard. I told Michelle, and she's like, "You're stupid." I was like, "I'm so it's so funny." So yeah, so Jason and I might start a sex murder mystery podcast. See if we can make some money off of that to fund this one. So be on the lookout.
I think it has a lot of potential.
It does. Maybe we should just call it Basic Instinct. or maybe Basic Instincts. We'll just throw an S at the end of it. You know,
so it doesn't call, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
The Basic Instincts
podcast. Yeah, the Basic Instincts.
Where we talk about sex crimes.
Yeah, sex crimes.
It's, oh, dude, I mean, we got to.
See, here's the problem where I couldn't do the whole, like, true crime, murder, mystery and stuff. Because, dude, those people actually go out and, like, try to research and actually try to solve the case.
No, you don't.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, look.
I'm not about trying to solve a case.
Whoa. There's a girl that I listen to. Her name's Bailey something. And she does.
Bailey J?
No. She talks about, like, true crimes and shit or unsolved ones, too. She don't do research like that. She just goes on the internet and reads something. And she does her fucking makeup while she does it. It's fucking kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley started watching that shit, so I just, like, you know, I get drug along in this journey, and then I'm like, oh, this chick's actually fucking cool. Her content's really cool, and I'm sitting here watching her put eyeliner and shit on. I'm like, yeah, it's fucking great.
I hate those ones because they tell a story while they're putting makeup on, and you think it's really about them, and they're like, this isn't a story. I'm just reading a newspaper clipping or something like that. It's like, damn you. So
yeah.
So anyways, Basic Instincts coming soon to a podcast near you. But in the meantime, please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button, give us a little shout out, review, all that fun stuff so that we can get more listens here. I'd really love to cut that 6,000 that we, or no, we, yeah, that 6,080 something that we got left to get to 100K. I'd really rather cut that down to 3 weeks instead of 6 weeks. But
God, I feel like a macho man, Randy Savage, right now. I'm gonna snap it to a Slim Jim.
What are you doing? Shout out.
Oh, yeah, dude. Fuck. Where's my shirt? It's over there.
Shout out to Jerry.
Yes.
Hooking us up.
Yes. Look at that shit. You're the cream of the crop. I don't have a little cup of cream that he did in the promo. It was so fucking cool.
Yeah, little snap into Slim Jim.
No, he had a little thing of cream and he took it out of his little pocket during the promo. He's like, oh yeah, I'm the cream of the crop. What do you do?
Well,
poor guy fucking snapped it to a tree, didn't he?
I don't know how he went. I'll tell you what, why don't you look that up and we'll figure it out next week. Cool. Until then, America.
Hi, boys and girls.
All I got to say, have a good night. Make sure you wake up early tomorrow to watch Le Mans. Watch America, Screaming Eagles, and Old Glory. Take care, guys. Bye.